Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Fairfax Toyota. Let's ride together.
Orsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Orsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees and car washes? Check. Loaner cars and free Virginia inspections? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Orsman story.
Orsman Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Let's ride together.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley. Welcome to Redskins Talk Podcast. Finally, we are talking to you after a win and not a blowout loss. This is good. I think we're all in relatively good spirits. It was not pretty. It was kind of terrible football, but a win is a win is a win, and the Redskins desperately needed it just to calm down some stuff. As always, my dude Rich Tandler is here. Tandler, say what's up.
Didn't calm down JP. He's fighting over cookies.
No, you're a jerk and trying to eat two cookies while everybody else gets zero.
What up?
What up, Tandler? Mitch Tischler is here. He's a local celebrity.
Wait, you didn't have a cookie yet?
We'll discuss the cookies later. We got a lot of football to talk about. Before we people, all right, let's do reactions to this game. RT, you start.
Well, it's a game. It's weird because in some ways it feels like a game they should have won by 10 points, two touchdowns. If you look at the numbers, especially around halftime in the third quarter, it looks like a game they could have lost because they'd run 15 plays at halftime, and the Cardinals had run 47. So they were on a pace to run almost 100 plays.
The disparity
plays.
Was that big?
Yes.
15 to 47?
Yeah.
How about time of possession?
Yeah, I think Redskins had it for 6 minutes.
Was it 6 minutes in the first half?
In the first half.
Well, that was 3.5.
It was about equal in the first quarter. In the first
Skins put together a couple decent drives in the second half. Now, they only got field goals, but they at least had the ball for a little while. They got first down.
Right. So, but that's why it felt like they also should have probably lost the game because they kept on giving the Cardinals opportunities.
It's a game if they're playing lots and lots of NFL quarterbacks and probably lots of backup quarterbacks other than Blaine Gabbert, they might not win. But you know what? The defense stepped up big time. That front four did an incredible job of not just getting pressure, but also stopping the run and being hole fillers in the middle. So. Regardless of what could or should have happened, they won the game, and kind of that's all that matters.
Who among us does the best Charles Barkley terrible impression? How is yours?
Terrible.
I'm guessing Tandler's is terrible. Let's hear yours.
Terrible.
I thought that was kind of good.
That was good.
All right. Terrible. Mine's bad. But I'm asking everybody this because that's the kind of quarterback Blaine Gabbert is. He is terrible. Pete, if you're producing this and you can put the Charles Barkley drop in here, now is a good time for it.
Terrible.
Give me Gabbert's stat line, Tandler.
I'm trying to pull
it up was here. Terrible.
Terrible.
It was 16 of 41.
Oh, my God. No, stop throwing the ball so much.
16 of 41?
189 yards.
Why the hell is Blaine Gabbert throwing the ball 41?
Hold on. He was 10 of 21 at one point. So that means he finished.
He was 10 of 23.
Six of his last 20.
Six of his last 20? Are you kidding me?
I mean,
43.6 passer rating.
That dude is terrible.
Terrible. Terrible. Terrible.
I mean, just a terrible football player. I don't want to say that. I'm not trying to be overly critical, and sometimes it's easy to make fun of players that have clearly done a lot to get to the level they're at. So I'll try to back off a little bit. But he had a terrible performance. Let's say that.
Why he is playing for The Cardinals, who actually came into this game,
they were still,
with a shot at the, still alive
they
for
had
the playoffs.
We were talking about a pregame. The Cardinals coming into this game had the same shot at the playoffs that the Redskins had going into the Chargers game. They were still in the on the bubble, so to speak, or whatever, but there were five teams with more wins than them. So they needed a lot of help to get there. But
still,
they were on the page that said these
are the
opportunities.
Might be there that if they had a better quarterback than Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah.
We've never seen
it's their third-string quarterback, right?
You pointed this out. No,
somebody,
I don't think
Stanton
so.
Or somebody.
Well, Stanton, I don't know. They I think they put him at after. So Stanton's so bad he got benched for Blaine Gabbert.
Yikes!
Dude, how bad he is.
I don't want to make this a whole thing, but the fact that that dude's playing quarterback and RG3 can't get a call is astounding.
Colin Kaepernick.
The fact that that dude is playing quarterback and Colin Kaepernick can't get a call is astounding.
How about spin it forward? For all the Redskins fans that want to run Kirk Cousins out of town, that's the kind of quarterbacks that are
out
on the street right now.
Yep.
That's who's available. Now, that doesn't mean they can't get somebody in the draft and somebody's backup might come in and be better here, whatever it may be, but that's the kind of quarterback play you might be looking at.
Good segue, Mitchell. I want to talk about Kirk Cousins today because the numbers weren't great. The offense, the Redskins' offense was kind of bad today. They certainly were bad running the ball. Kirk finished the game 18 of 26 for 196, two touchdowns and a strong quarterback rating. Kirk, I think, played really pretty well today. Today was the most... Oh, first Taylor cough of the day. Hey.
He did a good job not doing it into the mic, though, so that was pretty
Now he's putting the mic down. I feel like a big one's coming. Are you getting a cough drop, RT? We're being very descriptive with our podcast today.
And we haven't even told the people where we are.
Oh, yeah, let's set the scene. We're in Mitch's weird podcast palace. We don't know what this room is, but today they had cookies, so we ate them. Thanks, whoever's in charge of this room. Hello. Literally, as we said that, security walked in, and for whatever reason, they just walked back out.
I think that was the janitorial staff.
The jacket said security. Anyway, Kirk Cousins, let's talk about his day. 18 to 26 for 196, two touchdowns. Today was the biggest example to me of Kirk Cousins kind of being out there on his own. There was no run game. He didn't really have a receiver make a play for him today. Capri Bibbs made the best individual play of any Redskin today. Capri Bibbs has been on the team a week, maybe.
Two weeks.
Well, he just got called up from the practice squad last week. I mean.
Not long.
Cousins is doing this on his own, and they weren't particularly good, but they did enough to win, and I think that's important.
Yeah, the Redskins won. Redskins are now 5-24, I believe it is, with fewer than 90 yards rushing since Jay Gruden has become head coach. They had 31 net yards rushing today.
Yikes. That is awful. All right, so here I'll start it this way. I am giving – and this is not the first dude on the list, but we'll do it now because we're having the conversation. I'm giving Kirk Cousins a game ball today. I am not always easy to give out game balls to Kirk, but today he earned one. What say you, Mitchell?
I don't know if it – I think he played well enough to win. I don't know if it was game ball worthy because I think there were
– Who gets
a
one
number
on the offense? Nobody?
Yeah. Bibbs.
Well, right, maybe. Now we're starting to give it away, but answer Kirk.
Well, Kirk, we have to get around to it eventually.
Kirk, I thought, played well. I don't know well enough to get a game ball, but – certainly better than – certainly not a goat. How about that?
Okay. RT, does Kirk get a game ball?
No. I think he was just okay.
Wet blanket.
And I see your – you know, I see your point about not having much to work with. He did have – you know, Doxson, again, got targeted a couple of times early.
Dude, what about that reverse to Doxson? That was terrible.
That was terrible. That's a goat to whoever called that, assuming –
That was terrible. Gibbs.
Yes. The wrong play, the wrong timing, the wrong guy. Yeah. Other than that, it was great.
Yeah. Other than that, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln?
Right.
Is that the first trick play, gadget play that we've really seen out of the Redskins this year?
Well, and Craig Hoffman asked Jay, why haven't there been any trick plays on Thursday or Friday of this week?
Yeah.
Which I think we got the answer. Hard to believe that that impacted Gruden's play calling, but it's kind of interesting. He was asked about it and then ran one.
So it does show why.
We also just said that whoever called that play is a goat, so are we giving that to Hoffman now?
Yeah. Craig Hoffman, goat. And not the cool kind of goat, the bad kind of goat, kids. All right, let's do game balls. I think it's time. I'm going to start. No doubles, and we've already discussed Kirk Cousins. Anthony Lanier, balled out. Great story, great kid. I talked with Jim Tomsula afterwards, and he can't say enough about Lanier's work ethic. We told you how much weight, how much muscle he put on in the offseason. It's cool to see it all.
I put on weight. He put on muscle.
I think all of us put on weight.
For the record, I put on weight, too.
I think Lanier, Ioannidis, and John Allen, when John Allen is back, is a pretty forceful upfront combo.
It's a start.
Right, and it's not enough. You need more pieces. But Lanier gets a game ball. I don't think anybody's going to argue with me. Taylor, you go next. Game balls.
I'll go with Preston Smith. I mean, he recovered a fumble. He made an interception that Vernon Davis gave the ball right back. They had a chance to score before halftime. Maybe
this would have been a different
game, yes. But he got kind of a cheap sack. He got that half sack taken away from him. But he chased Gabbert over the sideline. But why Gabbert didn't just throw the ball away, I don't know. It was just it's a sack that doesn't happen with many quarterbacks other than Gabbert. I'll put it that way.
It's funny, we asked Preston after the game about that third play of the game when he picked up the fumble, what was going through his head. And he goes, well, the first thing was to pick up the ball. The second thing was what dance I was going to do.
Because he thought he was going to score?
Because he thought he was going to score. He was a little salty. He got the ankle tackle from behind.
Yeah.
Anyway,
Hold on, Taylor, tell him your line when he got tackled by the ankle.
Oh, I said he went to the Samaje Perine School of Running.
Bum, bum, ba-dum.
Taylor goes hard on the Perine arm tackle.
He's gotten better, though. He's gotten better.
Yes.
Ankle tackles. He knocked a guy down today and gained another 2 or 3
yards. When a guy tried
to
hit him head on, Perine ran him over.
Yep.
But if a guy gets a hand on his calf, he's going down.
Right, we're laughing. If it's above the waist and he gets hit, he's going to win the battle. If it's below the waist, he's going to the ground.
Mitch, you're up. Game ball.
I'm going to go Kendall Fuller, who I think has been most of the year he's been solid. I thought today in particular he did a great job out of the slot, shutting down basically everybody that came in there.
I think Fuller at this point, now some of it is because he's not matched up against Larry Fitzgerald. He's not matched up against opposing number one wideouts.
And Blaine Gabbert was the quarterback.
But I think you look at his year, I think Fuller's had the best year of any of the Redskins' corners.
I tell you, I don't see many slack. I saw him do it once today. He made a tackle on a running play in the middle of the line.
Yeah.
This is a cornerback.
I know.
He's making the play in the middle of the line.
There.
I'm like, good God, this guy's all over the place.
You know, after the game, Norman said Norman was talking about how well Fuller's played this season and mentioned the big Pro Bowl. Thinks that he might be in line for a spot on a Pro Bowl team, which would be pretty big for second year guy.
Fuller?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I talked to Morgan Moses, who's another guy that I think should get Pro Bowl consideration, and he said the same thing. Those guys really want Fuller to get there, and I think he deserves it. Currently, I have Mitch holding the mic for me. I kind of dig this. Are you cool with this? You just hold it? I guess that's a no, and I'll take it back. Another game ball for me. Oh, cough number two, in case you couldn't hear it.
Into the mic this time.
See, now just don't sit, because they might not have been able to hear it.
They could hear it, dude.
Because you have your own mic, they can
because
hear
you hold your own mic and refuse to share, and Mitch and I have to share, they can hear everything you do.
It's just because of where I'm sitting here.
You choose that seat every week. All right. Another game ball. I got two more. I'm only going to say one, but then if somebody else doesn't say the other one, I'm going to say that. I think Junior Galette gets one. He got good pressure. He got the sack early. I think Galette played well. You two are giving me weird eyes.
I was played well equal a game ball?
I think
supposed to be an outstanding performer.
In a win? In a win they desperately needed?
We haven't given out a lot of game balls the past 3 weeks, so.
Yeah, hell, let's be a little liberal with the game balls, dude.
You can be a little fast and loose with it.
Wet blanket. All right, RT, you're up.
Did we give one to Bibbs yet?
Nope.
We mentioned it earlier, but in this particular formal passing out of game balls, Capri Bibbs.
All right, so you want to talk about giving out game balls. Two rushes for 6 yards, four receptions for 47, and he had the 136-yard TD.
TD. That's why.
So that's what does Crowder get one then? He had a TD.
Crowder did pretty well.
Five catches, 55 yards.
I'll go with Crown.
I'm not arguing Bibbs. He deserves it. It was a heck of a play.
And because of where he was three weeks ago, which was in Orlando working out, hoping to get a phone call.
Well, and it was, I believe, one catch was something like 20% of Kirk Cousins' passing total.
Yeah.
I'm not a math guy. That's a rough estimation. Mitchell, you got another one?
I mean, you said Bibbs. I was going to go Randy Jordan, just forgetting the running back group.
No. Ooh, Mitch going deep cuts. Tell everybody who Randy is, just in case.
He's the running back's coach, and I think he's just done a great job of getting the running backs ready each week. You're talking about LaShawn Daniels, Bibbs, and P. Ryan obviously has been there, but getting Bibbs and Daniels ready each week, I mean, those guys haven't played in the NFL. This year.
Right. I think that's a good one. I like that, actually. I'm tipping my hat to you, Mitchell. And it got back around to me, so I get to make my other pick. Zach Vigil led the team in tackles today and had an interception to seal the win.
Yes.
How the hell they called that a reception? I talked to Zach coming off the field. He was as astounded by that as I was. Every player in the locker room I mentioned it to said that was an interception. That was junk.
They didn't even review the darn thing.
That was junk.
For all the crap we've given Blaine Gabbert, he got to the line and got that ball snapped in 3 seconds.
I know. He did a good job with that. All right, so that's the two I wanted to do. Taylor, you got anybody else?
I'm done.
Mitchell?
I'm done.
Does Tom Sula, if we're giving one to Randy for getting the running backs up to play, does Tom Sula start to get one for the D-line play?
I wish the listeners could see the size of the eye roll that Taylor just gave.
The only bigger eye roll Taylor gave today was when I told him Pete wasn't coming to the game, that he was going to be working from the office. Taylor gave like the biggest millennials don't do anything eye roll ever.
Well, and why don't we give one to the grounds crew, because the field didn't look so bad today.
Don't know if you're being serious. Your eyes.
You can decide.
You look kind of crazy, doesn't he?
If we're going to give
no
it.
Comment.
I thought game balls went to players. That's all. That's my point.
All right. We'll move on. Uncle Rich is getting grumpy.
We've certainly given goats to coaches. So if we're giving goats to coaches, we've got to be able to give game balls to coaches.
Got a point.
All right. Let's go to goats.
All right. Taylor, you're grumpy. You get to start with goats.
Jay Gruden.
After all that, dude, what the hell? Now Taylor's laughing uncontrollably like he just had his third IPA.
No chance he can get anything out of the mouth now.
All right, why?
That terrible Josh Doctson end around. It's just, it was so bad. The time, I said. So
and
the
they
wrong
went no
play,
huddle there, too.
For the wrong guy at the wrong time. They were moving the ball. This was a chance to maybe wrap up the game early. Had a nice little drive started. I think I'd just gotten a first down. But it was, I think it was at the 32. But that for a loss of 14 yards was like,
I think it was second down.
What are you even thinking about?
I think it was second and five, and they went backwards 14 yards. Bad play call, certainly. I'm not giving him a goat. Mitchell, you got any goats?
I mean, I was thinking Doctson was a goat for just his inability to get open at any point today. He was kind of nowhere to be.
Four targets, two catches, 16 yards. His long was a catch of 14 yards, and then he had the one rush for negative 14.
And he had Patrick Peterson on him for part of the day, but Peterson also rotated over to Crowder from time to time. We talked when Doctson first started getting playing time, we talked about how we thought he could be, you know, how much he can improve and how good he could be. He's kind of disappeared here. He hasn't gotten himself open. He hasn't seen targets. I mean, this isn't a great look for him right now.
No, it's not. And there was, you see kind of national folks, the conversation about if he's a bust is coming up, and I think that's entirely premature. This is basically his rookie year. Give the guy some time, but you don't see a lot out of him. You know, you just don't. He's not producing much. I'm not giving him a goat, though. Are you?
I mean, well, first of all, I don't know that there was a lot of mediocre play. I don't know that there were a whole lot of goats.
I agree with that. See, I don't even know that I have a goat. Maybe Vernon, that was the fumble was bad.
It was bad. It wasn't like he got popped hard. It was almost like he tossed the ball forward.
Yeah, but I also
I don't know
felt
what
like
trying to do.
And I didn't have the benefit of replay, but it almost felt like that was an incomplete pass most of the time in the NFL.
No, he got a couple. He took a couple of steps.
He turned. Right. And who knows what the hell a catch is anymore? But it seemed like a catch.
I couldn't believe that they let the Vernon Davis play go and they stopped that Blaine Gabbert, the Ryan.
That was a fumble. It was Preston Smith, too.
Oh, okay.
That was a fumble. That ball was out. And then, you know what I really think happened? That ball was out, and then he kind of caught it. As the ball was out,
he kind
of padded it forward once the ball was already in the air, and that's how it got the forward momentum. But of all the plays, the refs always don't – the refs never blow the whistle and just let a play go. On that one, they blew the damn whistle.
Right. That was tough because there was a clear recovery and a clear field to go the distance. That was tough.
Agreed. Do you have any more goats, Taylor? It wasn't a great win, but it was a team win.
I made a good point. It was like a lot of okay play, but no,
I thought Breland maybe a quarter of a goat because he gets like a goat leg just for getting beat deep again.
I tell you what though, Taylor's losing it and he's coughing. I don't think Breland really. I think that was just a player that was way faster and a good ball. He was right there. He was just a little bit behind him. I mean, sometimes guys are going to be faster than you.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's why I said maybe a quarter of a goat.
Like, a quarter of a goat leg.
We're not – nothing.
The hind quarter.
Yeah, nothing specific here.
All right, let's keep track on over-unders. I have a commanding lead on Rich Taylor at this point. I think it's 9-4, and Taylor did buy me a Cheerwine this week. But here we go. We said would Cousins have 280.5 yards or more? Taylor and I both went under. Cousins, did he get to 200 or was it like 198?
Under 198. Yeah.
I mean, so that's way under. Taylor and I both got that wrong. Defensive points allowed. The Skins have given up 30 in their at least 30 in their last two games. We set it at 20.5. Taylor and I both said under, and we said under because Blaine Gabbert is terrible. Sure enough, Blaine Gabbert was terrible, and the Cardinals could only muster 5 field goals. So Taylor and I
two games in a row, by the way, they have 9 field goals in their last two games, no touchdowns.
Jeez, man. Hey, call RG3, dude. He's available. All right. This is where we disagreed. Samaje Perine, 55.5 yards. I said Samaje Perine would be under 55.5 yards. Rich Taylor, ever the optimist, said he would go over 55.5 yards.
Modest,
Mitch, what does that get Rich Taylor? And that's another win in the over-under books for JP. The score is now 10-4. I think it's impossible for you to come back. I'm not a math guy, but there's only 2 weeks left.
There is only 2 weeks left. Rich, for the last 2 weeks, I'm going to offer my services as a lifeline. When you guys start talking about picks, if you have a question, I'm more than happy to get it right for you.
Thank you, man.
I also think at some point, because the lead is so commanding, you should have to be buying me a meal instead of a cheer wine.
Just like in golf, you should be able to press it. Let's press it the last couple of weeks. Let's get
Would
our
you
money.
Press it?
No.
Yeah, of course. Wet blankets don't press.
You have a lifeline now. It's the two of us. We're in it together.
No.
Taylor's just saying
Let's talk
no.
about this off mic, but the answer's going to be no.
Wet blanket.
Wet blanket, the king of it. Let's leave it with this. Redskins are now 6-8, 2 games remaining. Denver next week on Christmas Eve, and the Giants in New York on New Year's Eve. Does this team get to 8-8?
I'm going to say no. I don't know which of those two teams they're going to lose. Denver seems to be getting a little bit better. You know, oddly enough, Brock Osweiler got them going the other night against the Colts after
with a 40-yard
Simeon
touchdown
is done
run.
For the year. Now, if they stick with Brock Osweiler, I think they'll have a tough time beating the Broncos, but I do think they'll beat the Giants.
I think they win one of two. We're talking about what might be Eli Manning's swan song in New York on New Year's Eve, last game of potentially his career.
And the Giants showed up against the Eagles. I don't know who won, but I know they
Eagles
put up
won.
A good fight.
Eagles ended up winning. So, but if that's Eli's last game in New York, it's going to have a little extra juice. And honestly, 8-8's nice for us and for the fans and whatnot to talk about. At the same time, I don't know that players are going to be that extra juice to get there.
A non-losing season matters.
Two in a row, three in a row.
That would give Gruden 3 non-losing seasons. Nobody has done that since 2000 in this organization, including Joe Gibbs.
It's something. So, yeah, anyway, I think they lose one of the two. I don't know which one it is. I'm not trying to beat Taylor wet blanket, but I think that New Year's Eve game against the Giants with it being potentially Eli's swan song is a tough one.
I tell you what, though, that team having extra juice – that doesn't really give it a whole lot of juice.
Does this win today? All right, this is our last one, and then we're going to wrap. Does this win today?
You didn't answer it.
I think they'll go 8-8.
Okay.
Even though what's funny on this one is my preseason prediction, I had the Skins going 7-9. Tandler had them going 8-8. So we're kind of trading places here, like Eddie Murphy. Last one, and this can be quick. Today's win, they're at least winning 6. Is Jay Gruden now off the hot seat? Is Jay Gruden insured to be the coach in 2018?
What we're doing? We're doing 1 to 10 hot seat last year.
Yeah. How about that?
10 being the hottest.
10 being hottest.
I'd dial it down to 1.
Okay. Mitchell? Mitchell had him at 4.8 last week, by the way, which I think you and I were both in around 2, 2.5.
Yeah. I think you were 3. But
wait, maybe last week after the Chargers game got a little hotter.
Either way, it's definitely way down this week, but if we're talking just this week or if we're talking about if they lose the last two, I think it's still pretty high.
Well,
but
where you
right
sit now,
I'm saying 1.5.
Okay. Yeah. I'd even say lesser than 1.5. I think winning today, breaking this streak, breaking the negativity, the conversation will be
breaking
slightly
– giving up 30 points a game.
Yeah. Well, I think Blaine Gabbert had a lot to do with that. I think the conversation will be very different this week in Ashburn, and I'm cool with it because when the conversation sucks, it sucks out there. But I think Jay is your head coach on week one 2018.
I agree.
Tandler, tell the folks what to do.
You got to subscribe to the podcast. That's pretty easy to do. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts and
iTunes.
No, it's Apple Podcasts. You can't. No,
nerd.
There is an
nerd alert.
No, there is an iTunes app.
We got to go quick.
And
dude.
There is a podcast.
I don't care.
Then
man.
Don't argue with me, okay?
Especially when
I
it comes to Apple
to the people
products.
Right the place. You can't
all
leave
right,
a review on
go,
iTunes.
Dude. Let's go.
Okay.
Anything else?
No.
Okay, Mitch. Anything to add?
We want you to get the reviews. We want to see JP. And
it's not going
to
happen at this point. It would take a Christmas miracle.
Hey,
folks out there.
Always a shot. Always a chance.
All right. Folks, thank you for listening. I don't know about you, but I'm glad to talk to you not cursing, not after a loss. It just makes things better. I hope everybody's getting ready for a really fun, happy holiday season. If you're already celebrating whatever Festivus you celebrate, congratulations. I hope you're enjoying it. We will talk to you soon. If you made it this far, as always,
I owe you a beer.
I owe an eggnog.
Tandler's got jokes. Yo, Tandler's got jokes on Wednesday. Yes? Commit.
Okay.
All right.
We have enough time. We had to do like a 10-second podcast last week.
Tandler's always so grumpy. Tandler's got jokes coming on Wednesday. Happy holidays, folks.
I owe you a beer.
What Makes You Smile is brought to you by Dominion National. For anyone that needs dental and vision benefits, I have a one-stop shop for you. TeethKeeperSave.com. TeethKeeperSave.com offers dental and vision benefits for everyone with plans starting under $7 a month. Don't have benefits through your employer? Are you self-employed and need dental and vision benefits? TeethKeeperSave.com has various plans for individuals to choose from. Visit TeethKeeperSave.com today and enroll in minutes.
Oarsman opened its first car dealership in 1921. Now, over 100 years and many dealerships later, Oarsman of Virginia can proudly say that when it comes to your car buying needs, if you want it, we've got it. Saving, selection, and service? Check. Lifetime engine guarantees? Check. Loaner cars and free car washes? Check and check. See, over the past 100 years, we've learned that to succeed in business, we've got to keep our customers happy. And that's the Oarsman story.
Oarsman, Kia of Alexandria. Let's ride together.